Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Sharon, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 14. Arise, arise and shine. On thee hath dawned the day. God is thy sun and Christ thy light. Be thou a steadfast ray. Hymn number 14.
If you would like to read along while the readings are being given, please go to our website, plainfieldcs.com, and under the Weekly Lessons tab, you'll see the link for the Wednesday testimony meeting, and there you will find the text for the readings tonight. And the theme tonight is Purity, the Lamb of God. And the readings will now be given by Fairley from Maryland.
The Holy Bible. Matthew. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Psalms. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. James. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Matthew. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All therefore whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. First Peter. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. Hebrews. If the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? James. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Titus. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 1 John. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to leave the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps to precipitate the ultimate harmony. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Lamb of God, the spiritual idea of love, self-immolation, innocence and purity, sacrifice. The spiritual essence of blood is sacrifice. The efficacy of Jesus' spiritual offering is infinitely greater than can be expressed by our sense of human blood. The material blood of Jesus was no more efficacious to cleanse from sin when it was shed upon the accursed tree than when it was flowing in his veins as he went daily about his Father's business. His true flesh and blood were his life, and they truly eat his flesh and drink his blood who partake of that divine life. History is full of records of suffering. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Mortals try in vain to slay truth with the steel or the stake, but error falls only before the sword of spirit. Martyrs are the human links which connect one stage with another in the history of religion. They are Earth's luminaries, which serve to cleanse and rarefy the atmosphere of material sense and to permeate humanity with purer ideals. Consciousness of right doing brings its own reward. But not amid the smoke of battle is merit seen and appreciated by lookers on. Man's enslavement to the most relentless masters, passion, selfishness, envy, hatred, and revenge is conquered only by a mighty struggle. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. Here, Christian Science is the sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into purer desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man, spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect, the inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. Christians rejoice in secret beauty and bounty, hidden from the world, but known to God. Self-forgetfulness, purity, and affection are constant prayer. Practice, not profession. Understanding, not belief. Gain the ear and right hand of omnipotence. And they assuredly call down infinite blessings. Trustworthiness is the foundation of enlightened faith. Without a fitness for holiness, we cannot receive holiness. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. We should strive to reach the Horeb height where God is revealed. And the cornerstone of all spiritual building is purity. The baptism of spirit, washing the body of all the impurities of flesh, signifies that the pure in heart see God and are approaching spiritual life and its demonstration. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." That is, truth and love reign in the real man, showing that man in God's image is unfallen and eternal. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. We solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. To do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure. Christian science demonstrates that none but the pure in heart can see God, as the gospel teaches. In proportion to his purity is man perfect, and perfection is the order of celestial being, which demonstrates life in Christ, life's spiritual ideal.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Jeff, can you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn number 15. As gold by fire is tested, its purity shone forth, so cleansing fires of truth may prove to man his native worth. Hymn number 15.
Good evening, and welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, located in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. This is our Wednesday evening testimony meeting for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Welcome, one and all. At every one of our services, we read from the Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. There have been people from all over the world that have found our church, obviously through our website. We're on your favorite forms of social media, like Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, Instagram. So we're out there and we can be found. Speaking of our website, I'd like to point out that we are featuring on the front page a new issue of Forum Highlights. We also have our newsletter for the month of June, as well as many other wonderful, helpful, healing things. And there's one article I definitely would like to point out. If you're interested in knowing what exactly it is that prospers healing, there's an article by David Keeston entitled, What Prospers Healing? It's quite a wonderful article. Join us every Sunday. We start here on Sunday at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, which is a training session in Christian Science. And that's followed with our church service at 11 a.m. And I'd also like to mention that all of our services go out free over the internet, media streaming, as well as YouTube, and also our teleconference feature where you can call in and listen. like for those of you who are doing so tonight, to share your testimonies over the teleconference. I'd also like to mention we have a Sunday school for children. It meets at 11 a.m. Sunday mornings, and it goes out by its own teleconference number, so any child can attend regardless of where you live. Call the church. We'll give you the phone number for the Sunday school, and we would love to welcome your child there. And we will be having another Bible study this Saturday, 10 o'clock in the morning. And the study questions are on the website. I will now read from the church manual as given by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. St. Paul. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for those of you who give testimonies tonight, please keep them within 4 minutes so that everyone will have a chance to share their offering. And for those of you who are on the teleconference, please keep in mind that when you press **, we will be able to hear everything that's within sound reach of your telephone. So make sure you're in a quiet place. And then we will call on you one at a time by name. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
At a recent roundtable discussion, it was mentioned that we should be sure we are grateful for the healings that have come as a natural part of learning Christian Science, healings we didn't ask for, yet God still blessed us with. I have had many of these types of healings and would like to share one tonight. Before coming to Plainfield, my eyes were very sensitive to light. I would wear sunglasses when possible, and at night it was very difficult to drive because of oncoming headlights. I would often need to lay down with a pillow over my head to find relief after driving. But after coming here and learning about Christian Science, I started to feel a difference. After a while, I didn't need to wear sunglasses and actually gave mine away. Then one night I was driving towards the setting sun and I realized I wasn't even squinting. I understood that since God made both me and the sunlight, that it couldn't harm me just as I couldn't harm it. All we could do was bless each other. That was a huge healing, and one I am so grateful for. All my healings would never have happened if it wasn't for this church teaching authentic Christian Science, and for the willingness of my practitioner and every member to freely give of what they have freely received. I'm so blessed to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for those powerful reading tonight and also the beautiful music. I am very grateful for the Bible lesson last week that had many citations on angels and then the discussion on angels that followed at our roundtable. It made me more appreciative of those times I've been helped, protected, uplifted, and supplied or cared for in these different ways and being reminded that their source was God. I was also glad for the reminder to be alert for the different angels in different forms around us and to look for them, because God is always communicating to us if we open our hearts and our thoughts and listen. The other day, I was walking to my car feeling weighed down by some challenges I was having. I happened to look just as a car was passing, and a child was looking out the window. She smiled at me with the most sweet, loving, spontaneous way that it immediately changed my feelings to joy. From then I felt uplifted and was able to pray more clearly, and the heavy feeling did not return. And the sweet memory stayed with me. It also showed me the power of a kind smile. I know this was God shining through this stranger because of the timing and the effect. I have walked that same way for years, and this is the only time this particular thing has happened. Since our discussion on Sunday, I have been thinking more about what it says in Hebrews 13, quote, "Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares," end quote. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Craig.
I love those readings. Thank you. And this church is such a beautiful, wonderful place. It never leaves me wanting. I had a healing soon after I got here, 200 years ago, I was feeling that I was losing a sense of what was true and what wasn't. Just a feeling I was somewhat going insane. So I was in the hospital, and the only person I trusted was a practitioner in his church. They're just watching over me mostly. I didn't know that much about Christian Science, but I did love Mrs. Eddy's hymn, 256. And in it, one verse says, "And over earth's troubling seas, I see Christ walk and come to me." And I so wanted to grasp and get a hold of what was true and real and walk steady. And I would just try to sing as much of that as I could. And I felt our teacher and practitioner reflected and expressed the Christ. And at a time, it's the closest thing I knew to it. Well, I kept singing and I went to sleep. And when I woke up, still in the hospital, I felt so much better. And from then on, things got better. I asked what had happened while I was asleep. And the practitioner had come and gone, had come to visit me. And told me right there that was Christ walking over those angry seas and distilling them. I had such strength returned to me from then. And whenever I hear that song, it brings me to tears. And I couldn't help it last Sunday. But that was a good sign. If I can remember one of my first healings and be moved as much, it means that God still has me and is in control. I thank God for when he gets you, he really gets you. He really takes your heart and it preserved. And from then on, you can set forth the goals of living pure Christian Science that works for the good of others. That's the purity that I felt was spoken of in the readings. Thank God for the church and our work.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Oh, good evening. Thank you for the wonderful, powerful reading and the music and this beautiful service. Tonight, I would like to express my gratitude for all the inspired teaching here at the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Last week, I turned to the Wednesday evening readings after I received news of a court case that involved someone I know. Because of the readings titled "Rely on God, Don't Tend the Regulator," I was able to shift my thought to God's control and calm my anxious human thinking. I would like to share some of the thoughts that helped me. The first one, Psalm 44, quote, "Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." And another from Science and Health, 184, quote, "Controlled by the divine intelligence, man is harmonious and eternal. and another, and 393. Be firm in your understanding that the divine mind governs, and that in science, man reflects God's government. End quote. God rules and does all the adjusting all the time, everywhere. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lil.
I was remembering a great blessing from God a while back regarding my teeth. I had a checkup at the dentist, and after a teeth cleaning, he said he wanted to take an x-ray and examine it for a possible root canal. He said he'd call me later. I called practitioner and explained the situation. Practitioner reminded me that my teeth are rooted and grounded in love, and be sure I'm radiating, not absorbing, and that I can't become infected. Also, there's no spot where God is not. She also suggested reading in Clear Correct Teaching the article on infection. Well, my thought was so uplifted and filled with positive expectancy after talking with practitioner. Without a doubt, God was in control because the dentist never called back. What a healing. I'm so grateful for God and for all the practitioner help. And those readings were really wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet from Georgia, go ahead. Okay, Janet, we don't hear you. You maybe your phone's on mute where you are.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, we got you. Go ahead.
You. I'm so grateful to be part of this church. I'm grateful for everyone attending this wonderful service tonight. Thank you so much for the beautiful lesson that was read, for the music and testimonies. And I'm so grateful, too, for every God-derived activity that this church offers, from the website, the online store, Bible study, and roundtable. But what I am most grateful for is to be here with you all this evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Bruce. I'd like to share my thanks for the watching point that's on the website this week, which said, among other things, to always make sure we declare that we have the ability as God's child to reflect God's healing's power, and went on to describe a verse in Psalm 139 that says, if I ascend up into heaven, God is there. Obviously, no one's going to contest that one. But it also goes on to say, and if I find myself in hell, that even there, God is there. I think I may have been the first one in my past life to exclaim that if I went through any kind of difficult situation or found myself in difficult times, that God has left me alone, He wasn't around. But that's not true. And I am endlessly thankful for the teaching here in the Plainfield Church that, you know, tough times do come, but it's also a time to grow and learn, but to rejoice with God. And I remember countless times a practitioner from this church told me to get the blessing from every experience. So with that in mind, I found myself that I had some tools to work through what appeared to be difficult times. And I can remember on several occasions when it seemed like there was just a problem and I felt the temptation to get negative and complaining, but to remember that if I just stopped and rejoiced with God and knew that God was there and that He was with me, and rejoice in the fact that the way will open to find a resolution. And I must say, I think every time that I did that, God always opened up the way to find a way. So those difficult times weren't quite so hellish as they may have appeared. In fact, they may have been heaven in disguise. It was a good learning experience. So all is good, and no matter what is going on, God is there. And that's pretty good. Benjamin.
Yeah, thank you. I'm so grateful to be here tonight. Linda mentioned about last week's lesson. Last week's lesson also means a lot to me because it opened my eyes a little bit. And, you know, sometimes when we look at present, we often forgot about the past of what God have done for us in the past. In the lesson last week, Elisha prayed that God would open the eyes of his servant, and God did, and he was amazed what he saw. I was thinking about that incident when I was reading it, and my thought was expanded, and that if God can open our eyes, we probably will realize that our greatest blessings are the ones that are unseen. Not very often the ones that we see. And I believe that is my case. God has blessed me so enormously. And I'm very convinced of that. And I was looking back last week, and I'm still looking back, about what had taken place in my life, even growing up as a little child, until this day. I was amazed what God had done for me. None of them was a coincidence. It was God at work in my life, as he has always been. But I never saw it that way, because I was fixed with the present. I'm so grateful for what I'm learning here. One of the just few I was able to recollect that stood out for me was when I was very, very young. I believe I was around 10 years old, or probably younger than that. With friends, we were walking right in the middle of the street, and we almost got run over by an out of control vehicle that went straight into the bush. And we came about half an inch being dragged into that. And I didn't even saw it as anything, we just laughed at it. But I still remember that incident very vividly today. It was God who did that. And another one that stood out was also when I was in middle school, very young too. I came very close. I was, as many of you know, I'm not a good swimmer. But I came very close, because I was following friends. I came very close of getting drowned. I was very, very close. But God sent an angel who happened to be a very good friend of mine. I was, that time, 2 times his size. He was a very little guy. But he was the one who came and rescued me from the most dangerous moment of my life. That was God. And another one that happened recently, I think I shared a testimony, was a couple of months ago when I was coming back from work at a traffic light. Another car that was speeding right behind me lost control or whatever, and by inch, I went into a different way. God spared me from that accident that would have been horrible. It's good to look back, maybe we can see something we can be grateful for instead of thinking about present. I'm certainly very grateful to God for everything He has done for me. Because without Him, I wouldn't be standing here tonight. I'm so grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Wendy from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you for all the lovely readings and inspirational testimonies this evening. What a wonderful unfoldment of truth I experienced this week. I've been in my current job for 5 years, and my boss told me over the years that some heads of other divisions have come to him at various times and told him that they wanted my department to be moved over to their division. Unfortunately, he was always able to tell them no. However, we have a new person in a leadership role, and on her first day on the job a few weeks ago, she informed my boss that she would be taking me and my entire department and moving us to another division. This time, he couldn't say no since she was now his new boss. There was a meeting scheduled a few days ago to discuss this move and the changes, and I had some concerns and a little fear about it, so I immediately called my practitioner in this church to help me to know the truth about the situation. At this meeting, I was told that my department was going to be allowed to remain in our current location and that we would not have to move. I was so happy to hear this news. In addition, 2 years ago, in an effort to save money, they eliminated a position and folded all of that work under me. Last year, they did it a second time, and they eliminated another position and gave me all those responsibilities, too. In the same meeting, I was informed that they were going to take all those additional responsibilities that had been added to my plate over the past 2 years and give them over to a new person that we recently hired. I was thrilled. I left the meeting that day feeling like a huge burden had been lifted off of my shoulders. I am so very grateful for my practitioner's support, for this church and all its members, for Mary Baker Eddy, for this very practical, demonstrable science, and for God's loving care and protection. His plan for us is always in place. We just have to trust Him and let the truth about our place unfold. Thank you.
Thank you. Luba from Ohio, go ahead.
Good evening. Sometimes bodily symptoms or lies keep reappearing and one feels overcome by their tenacity. I'm so grateful to my practitioner for her strong words and declaration of the truth. With great conviction, she stated that this was all mental suggestion and no part of me. It could not interfere with my perfection. I was to negate the lie, put on my armor, get my gun, and shoot it down. I have the strength from God. I am so grateful for my practitioner's support, to Mrs. Eddy, the Plainfield Church, and all I'm learning. I'm grateful to be here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Day-Day from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm grateful for all that I'm learning through Christian Science in this church. One of the greatest truths that I've learned to work with is that there is no power apart from God. To me, this has become the truth that takes care of everything, as I know it and trust in it wholeheartedly. Learning to look to God, good, alone as the source of my provision and protection, while declaring His omnipotence, means there is no power to make me sick, sinful, worried, or fearful. And if I'm ever experiencing any of these feelings, even a little, the remedy is to have a little more trust in my Father, Mother, God. This is one of the greatest lessons that I'm learning, and I'm thankful for the first commandment, which instructs me to have no other gods before the Almighty. Thank you so much for tonight's readings, for all the testimonies so far, and for the music. I'm grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Mike from New York, go ahead.
Thank you very much for the beautiful readings. They were so inspiring in these times and very uplifting. Most of my life, I have suffered greatly when the weather is really hot and I'm out working in the sun. But coming into Christian Science, that has changed. It doesn't bother me anymore, and I am most grateful for that. Today, I was working on a number of things, and it occurred to me that I needed to check to see if the UPIC strawberry place was open. It was the middle of the day, the hottest part. Turned out they were, so I jumped in the car and went. Picked strawberries for about 3 or 4 hours and never even thought about the sun, the heat, or anything. I tried to keep my mind on working on watching for the world and love, reflecting love for all of mankind and the whole universe. And I had a wonderful day, and I am so grateful for the teachings of Christian Science, and especially the clear, correct teachings here at Plainfield. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Amanda from Missouri, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you, Fairly, for tonight's readings and to all supporting tonight's service. Like many others testify to frequently, I too would like to express my sincerest gratitude to the practitioner support that is available through this church. I feel we are so tremendously blessed to have the two constantly working practitioners we do, and I have learned much from them both and what they share in our Bible studies and roundtables and Wednesday meetings, and the quiet work they do that may not be known about, but we can still feel. In particular, I would like to express my thanks for the practitioner support that helped me so much in connection with the trip I made last month. I know that it was God that got us there and back, but I received constant loving support from a practitioner from start to finish. In my particular case, I did not have an understanding of how to actually and practically apply Christian Science to daily life before I found this church, and I cannot imagine having to undertake this trip without the blessing of all that I'm learning here, and also the practitioner's help. Although there were claims that came up to handle during this trip, when certain things would arise, I could hear a statement my practitioner so frequently says, which is, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." So many of the needs that arose during this trip were taken care of so quickly, whether it be something as simple as a luggage cart seemingly appearing out of nowhere at the most needed time, to turning to statements that would apply perfectly to something that had come up. A specific example of this was on the first full day I was there, while having to confront a lot more activity than I had thought. The daily calendar statement that day, which was from Neil Kensington Adam, read, "God supplies all the energy, ability, intelligence, and endurance needed for complete success." I am so thankful to this church, all of the members, the practitioners here, who are so devoted to the earnest study and application of Christian Science, with such a great love and gratitude for Mrs. Eddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary.
Read a few things from our church website bulletin board. The first from Pennsylvania. Thank you to Gary for the readings for the Wednesday testimony meeting on June 7, 2017. The readings titled Rely on God, Don't Tend the Regulator are powerful and instructive. They can be found on the YouTube. And then California, referring to last Sunday's service. What a wonderful service, all the hymns, the readings, the scriptural, the testimony, the solo, and the scientific statement of being and correlative passages were all done beautifully. Everything added to and built on one another, truly inspired. And all this after a rousing roundtable. Thank you, Plainfield Church. And then Maryland, gratitude for Amanda's beautiful reading from Genesis and Psalms for the scriptural today at our service, 6:11:17. And then Virginia, dear fellow members, with abundant gratitude for the opportunity to work alongside and meet with members of this church to promote the true revelation of divine science and its beloved leader, Mary Baker Eddy, I send my monthly contribution. That was a letter, and this too a letter. Hello, Plainfielders. Thank you forever for your wonderful people, wonderful articles, audio on YouTube, roundtable, watches. Your church is definitely the true way. Gems of wisdom and love abound from you all. And that was from also California. I too would like to say how grateful I am for the wonderful readings tonight, to hear all the beautiful testimonies, how God is working in our lives. And each week we should have hymns of praise on our lips to thank God for all that he's done for us and is doing. In the lesson this week in Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy says, God creates and governs the universe, including man. The universe is filled with spiritual ideas, which he evolves, and they are obedient to the mind that makes them. Many years ago, a practitioner in this church gave me that statement. I had a young child who was very active, sometimes disobedient at times, and she said, I needed to work with this statement and see this child as God's child and know that he could hear God's voice and be obedient to the mind that made him. I needed to do that work even before I took any disciplinary action, because it was in my own thinking. How was I thinking about him? And it was a wonderful, I remember it was one of the first healings and experiences I had after coming to this church and working with this practitioner. And there was a healing of this disobedience. And I was so grateful for that. And that verse, the statement from Signs and Health, has always meant so much to me. And I continue to use it to this day to know that all of God's children are obedient to the mind that made them. And we can see it and know it in our government. Certainly see it within ourselves, know that we are obedient to the mind that makes us, made us. Yes, family members, friends, workplace. It's a good law and rule to enforce in our thought. And as we enforce it in our thought, we will see it everywhere we go, every place our foot treads over. We will see God's purpose and God's plan unfolding and his obedient creation. I'm so grateful to Mary Baker Eddy for what she has given us in that textbook. We can apply it in so many ways. We truly have so much to be grateful for, and I'm certainly grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Okay, to close our meeting tonight, Craig, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn 121, how blessed are they whose hearts are pure, from guile their thoughts are free. To them shall God reveal himself, they shall his glory see. Hymn 121.